In the third section of his autobiography, Obama Jr. does not disclose clearly the date of the trip to Kenya he discusses, nor does he make clear that he took two separate trips before the autobiography was published. Nowhere in the autobiography does Obama disclose that his wife-to-be accompanied him to Africa on the 1992 trip. In the same section, Obama's aunt, Zaituni, confirms that his father's luck changed after he returned to Kenya and began working for the government. Mark, Obama's half-brother from Ruth Niedersand, the American woman who followed Obama Sr. back to Kenya from Harvard, tells Obama, "Barack Obama Sr. was dead to me even when he was still alive. I knew that he was a drunk and showed no concern for his wife or children. That was enough." But these clues about Obama Sr.'s alcoholism and polygamy are scattered in the third part of the autobiography, not presented so clearly that a reader would get the full picture easily. The truth is, no one will ever know, not when more than two decades and family politics fueled by multiple wives and the claims of competing half-brothers and half-sisters stand between us and what really happened to Obama Sr. before he died tragically, driving drunk in 1982. Said Obama was not even sure how many wives his brother had, three or four, maybe more. The number of children Obama Sr. had is equally uncertain. Said Obama paused to think. "About six," he concluded, although he could not say for sure. Whatever the real story is, Obama's family in Africa is happy to accept Barack Obama Jr. as one of them, especially now that he has achieved political success as a U.S. senator and is running for president. Barack Obama is a loving person who loves his family here in Africa, Said emphasized at the conclusion of the telephone interview. There is no denying that he has roots and family here in Kenya. He is an American, but he also has family he loves very much here in Africa. The American people should remember Barack Obama is a good person. If only America would give him a chance to solve the problems, I believe Barack Obama has all it takes to be the U.S. president.